Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all.
Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI.
Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow.
Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff Mom Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome. We are back, y'all. We're finally back to do another episode of live watching, live streaming, recording.
Is it not live streaming?
What is it? What is this?
Reacting. Watching reacting? And reacting? Yeah.
I guess. Viewing?
Yeah. Sure.
It's one of those things. I mean, currently this is us being live because we're here. Anyway, while you're listening, we're back to viewing and watching Sex and the City. Again, Annie coming into seeing these episodes for the first time. That's part of the delight of this because I did love, and I do love, Sex and the City. It meant a lot to me in my early 20s, mid-20s. Of course, it was already out, but watching it for myself and trying to be one of those city girls. And I was not. I was not, just so we put that out there. But welcome back. And we are doing it as a part of our happy hour, as we do. So before we start, yes, we are not currently sponsored by whatever we're talking about as our beverages. That might change because things change and ads change. And it's according to when you listen to this,
yes,
as we know. And if you are drinking or whatever you're partaking in, do it responsibly. You know what I mean? Be responsible. Mm-hmm. Annie, what you sipping on?
Well, I'm still wine. Drinking my red wine from a box. And we did record this episode the day after our last happy hour that's already out, where you were like, I'm sending you that link to the Red Red Wine song. And I did listen to it and I feel complete in some ways. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
But yeah, I haven't had time to go out and get anything else yet, but I will.
I'm impressed how long this boxed wine has lasted.
Well, there might have been 2 boxed wines.
Oh, okay.
So don't be
trickery. Trickery.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to start the new year honest.
Okay. I like it. Yes. Well, I am sipping on an actual kind of like a lesser of, I guess, recipe for kind of like a Cosmo, but not really a Cosmo. We actually ended up getting ginger ale with cranberry. The fancy kind. And ooh. I was like, oh, I want to drink that. And so I added some gin. My partner, who was like, I want to add this, added some bitters to it. So I feel like it's an homage, but it's definitely the lesser version of a Cosmo.
Yeah, you know, that's fine.
It's kind of there,
right.
But it's very tasty. just so you know. I'm delighted by it. So that is what I am sipping on. But yes, we are back to viewing Sex and the City. And y'all, we are still doing the audience participation. We've been teasing it. I swear we're not trying to lead you on or gaslight you.
No.
As we have said, the end of this year, the beginning of this year is always chaotic. And I'm sure it is for y'all as well. So we've kind of just rearranged some things. So for the finale, we would do want to have listener participation. And we've got your names if you've already added it. If you haven't and you're interested, you don't even have to know anything about Sex and the City. Just join us. We just have a good time.
We do.
Right, Annie?
We do. And honestly, everybody who's entered, I'm like, maybe we should just have them all on eventually.
Maybe. Maybe we should just one and one and one. People are like, yes. I'm down. Let's do this. I'm down. Several people are like, I love this episode. I love it. So all of y'all diehards, thank you for sticking with us. And we're further behind than I thought. Annie, I thought we were really close to the finale, and we are not.
Yeah,
of season two.
Yeah, we are quite a bit away. A lot of times we do these in person in bulk. This one we're doing differently. We're doing via the magic of the internet. So if it's got any interesting lag, that's why. You know. But I think because of that, when we do them, it feels like we've done like 17, even though we only did 3.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're a bit further back than we thought we were.
Right.
And we have, as we've said several times, there are 94 episodes to go. In total. And some movies.
Yes. Yes, and apparently the second season's coming around of And Just Like That. So, oh my God. Wow. But yes, I digress. Let's get into it as we do. Annie, it's been so long. Can you do a summary of the past episodes of season 2?
I will give it a shot. Okay, so a lot of the themes in this season have been Carrie and Biggs broke up at the end of season 1. And so a lot of it has been her navigating newly being single, but still kind of having feelings for this person and running into him and trying to deal with what that is. I know we had the funeral episode recently. I think that was the last one. And there was discussion around like kind of the social scene and funeral fashion and Charlotte falling for this guy and then realizing he kind of uses his widow to get women, or that's what it seemed like.
I mean, that's the implication.
Yeah, yeah. So I feel like there's been a lot of, and Samantha getting kind of blocked out of the social scene. And then I guess it was Leonardo DiCaprio was supposed to be there, but it definitely wasn't him.
It definitely wasn't.
And then this is the season where Miranda kept getting questioned about like, oh, you're by yourself? Oh, you're trying to get a place by yourself? Like, what's going on here? Just, you know, continuing with the questions that a lot of us can relate to in one way or the other, of relationships and what they mean, or what does it mean if you don't have a relationship and how do people view you?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good. I like it. Very good.
Yes.
All right. Now I'm going to give you the title and I want you to try to make a guess on what you think this episode is about as we do. And then I will rate you with nonsensical ratings at the end. Maybe a grade, maybe a number, maybe stars. I don't know. So the title of this episode is The Cheating Curve.
Okay. Well, I feel like every time I do this, I don't really have any specifics, but I would say that it's like kind of talking about the versions of cheating, like which is worse, like cheating after you've been dating like only for a long time and maybe the other person doesn't view that as cheating in the situation, cheating when you've been in a long-term relationship, which is, I guess, gradations of which is worse in cheating and what some people define as cheating and what some others might not define as cheating. And they go to a club, because I say that every time.
They go to a club. Okay.
I feel like I've salvaged getting nothing right with they go to a club.
That one, they go to a club and they go out and drink. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a nice prediction. All right. Mm-hmm. Let's begin, Annie. Okay. See how close you got.
Let's do it.
Or didn't get.
Oh.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
The big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
With Samantha, Miranda, and Charlotte all suitably occupied, I figured there was no better time to make my escape.
Oh, Carrie's being shady and runs away.
The truth was,
did she lie?
But I didn't dare tell any of my friends where I was going.
Uh-oh.
Don't do it.
I was planning to meet.
She's gonna do it.
Oh.
She's gonna do it.
Rearranging the kind of Shaw situation.
Yeah, yeah, she's being sexy.
You look sensational.
And Big's back in the picture.
Oh, don't do it.
You know they had that ending. The bowling. That damn bowling.
The bowling is what gets you.
It gets you every time.
Watch out.
Excuse me.
Ruh-roh.
Hey, relax. We're just kissing.
So Charlotte's...
That's the
fella.
Epitome of gaslighting right there. Relax. Yeah. We're just kissing. I'll see you in there. As if it's not a big deal.
Yeah, she walked in on him with another woman kissing, and he said, yeah, I'm just kissing, whatever.
Just kissing.
Aha! So I was kind of right. Kissing, cheating.
Correct.
Men cheat for the same reason the dogs lick their balls, because they can.
Men cheat for the same reason as dogs lick their balls. Such a line. It is such a line.
Well, that sounds very empowering, but you're forgetting one important detail.
God, I hope so.
Women cheat.
Yeah, but it's completely different.
How?
Oh.
Because we don't go around
women
randomly
cheat, but it's completely different.
I don't think that's completely different. But also, is there an implication when women cheat versus when men cheat? Like, is there two different standards of acceptance slash non-acceptance slash one's a hoe and the other one is the one woman, what did the wife do or whomever the cheated?
Right.
Do.
Yeah, we've talked about that before.
Yeah, as for the men, oh, poor men, they're the victims.
Right, or it's in their nature, just like this conversation.
Yeah.
They can't help it.
The fact is, the act of cheating is defined by the act of getting caught. One doesn't exist without the other.
Ooh.
It's defined by the act of getting caught, Samantha says. Hmm.
Not me. Characters.
Not
me.
Yeah.
It's that same question. If you hear a tree fall in the woods.
It's the same thing.
That's the same question, right?
Yeah. That's an interesting mindset because that implies like if you're happy and they're cheating, then it doesn't matter.
Right.
But I feel like there's still the like, there's still lying involved in that.
A lot of lying, and there's mistrust, and there's a break of commitment and all of that.
Yeah. It's like, that's the difference between like a consensual polyamorous relationship versus cheating.
Right.
So, how do you feel?
Oh, you got me all wet.
Oh.
I mean sweaty.
I mean sweaty. That's such an odd caricature. Like, it's a cliche, the hooking up at the gym with your trainer, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those professions where it can be awkward and kind of like somebody's touching your body. Because in that case, it was a personal trainer. I don't know. It's just odd.
Does that really need to be on?
No. It just really turns me
off. Aren't I enough?
Would you be okay with your partner needing to have porn on during your intimate moment?
Not all the time. I think we could discuss it. But you would need, like, the fact that he sprung it on her, I would not be cool with that.
Yeah.
Especially depending on what it is. Because a lot of porn is not great for women.
Right.
And, like, what it entails. Like, I would be open to it every now and then.
Right. Yeah. I think that's the answer. It's like, it could be an interesting way of shaking things up and doing things. And yeah, is it appropriate? Of course, we've talked about it with Bridget even, and we've talked about it about the layer of whether or not this porn is actually consensual. Is it safe? The level of all of that and what's being allowed and what's profiting, what may be revenge porn. Like, like there's so much to that that we don't know. It does feel really sticky.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm. Sorry.
Accidental.
I felt horrible. I had never lied to Miranda before, but I was embarrassed to admit that I was seen big again.
The truth. How do you feel about friends lying to you?
Not great. I have an example where I was like, I know you're lying to me. I'm not going to confront you about it. It was about a guy. But I'm going to give you some time to, like, come to terms. And after a certain time has passed, like...
Right.
And there was nothing really wrong with that relationship, as far as I know.
She
just didn't tell me about it.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'm like, I try to be forgiving in, like, early stages. But if it gets, like, a long time, I'm like...
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And there better be a conversation about it later. Friendships.
Mm-hmm. Are you a dirty girl?
Okay, Sam is hooking up with the gym guy who actually said he's never hooked up with anybody before. Just remember that.
And then, to Samantha's surprise and delight, Thor kept right on shaving.
And apparently he likes to shave women's legs. I've never met anyone that wanted to do that. Also, that would worry me.
Me too. I'm like, are you trying to murder me? I've seen too many horror movies.
That's not where it goes. But yes, sure.
Look, we've got this physical, chemical kind of connection that's hard to shake, so lay off, okay?
So now it's going to be a casual sex thing?
Maybe.
Well, that's going to work.
Even I am not that naive.
You know what? I'm really not in the mood to see a movie anymore.
She doesn't like being confronted.
Carrie.
I come up.
Come on.
So who is the villain in this scenario? Is it the friends or is it Carrie? There's a lot of those questions up in the air. Like, was it always Carrie? Being the villain?
I think that the... I get it on both sides a little. I think that it's fair that they're like, he was a jerk to you. Why are you with him? And her kind of being like, oh, it's chemical.
And then feeling defensive of him walking away.
Right. But I can get her being Carrie knowing that that's the response she's going to get.
Right.
So you don't say
it. We came to an agreement with several of the friends that we were close to. If you have a concern about that person's partner, you have one opportunity to let them know. And then you accept and support. Like that was kind of like just make sure they know, but if you push it, you're going to push them away and put them in the situation. So you get the chance, but taking the chance and moving on is an odd thing. But I'm like, at least we know type of thing.
Like I said, I actually recently had a conversation like this. I wasn't really involved, but some of my other friends were, and I watched it play out. And the friend was like, yeah, I know it's not great that he does this and this and this, but I like him. And then we were all kind of like, but you just said it's not great that he's not like this and this and this.
Yeah, you just told us why.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Today I'm going to give you some straightforward advice on how to deal with naughty kids. How about instead of timeouts, time ins? Time for you to start paying some bills. I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward. Inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
Welp, there it is. You get 2.5 stars.
Yeah.
Out of 4? Yeah. Because you definitely got some of that in. I know that you didn't factor in the friendship cheating. Mm. And that's a good conversation to have, because is it cheating to sneak around and not tell your friends about the relationship, especially when it's an ex that no one likes?
Yeah. Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. The cheating with the porn, is that cheating? Because there have been conversations of women saying that they felt like that was cheating for someone who watches porn a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, the DTR, like having that communication. And sometimes, honestly, you figure those things out through arguments or through those things, because you don't think to talk about them. But it is true that it's important to have those conversations. If you think this is going to be a serious thing, or if it's something important to you, hey, I realize that I'm not comfortable with this, or whatever it is. Those conversations are really key.
Yeah. We heart communications here.
We do.
But then there's the other part with Charlotte hanging with the power lesbians, and that coming back to the conversation is, what are the boundaries that a cis straight woman should have or should be required to have when it comes to lesbian relationships and friendships?
Yeah. I mean, like you said, I think we should come back and talk about that. It's so funny to me every time we watch one of these, I'm like, oh, wow, I could talk about this forever. Because I know I have said in previous episodes kind of what Charlotte said, I hope in a much less offensive way, but like, I feel safer with women, but I have dated women, but that is a part of it. It's like, all of this like male gaze or male expectations, all that stuff is removed. And that's not to say that lesbian, queer, whatever relationships are perfect by any means. But I've expressed that too. But it's not like... It's not like I was like a straight woman going in, like I just can't handle men anymore.
which is kind of what she did.
Yeah, which I know is kind of a joke and I understand it, but like actually doing it is a conversation we need to have. And I know that's sort of, I feel like there's a similar dynamic with the, you know, gay best friend, male best friend trope with women. It's like you feel like, oh, there's no sexual tension, but I still have like this sort of male presence. And I also would say, and this might be just anecdotal, but I feel like when straight women, I don't know, I don't want to, I feel like people feel more comfortable to touch like gay men or gay women in those spaces than is like acceptable. Like even if it's just like kind of a hand on the shoulder or whatever, you know?
Right.
Consent always. Just know. Yeah.
And yeah. And then again, part of the episode that we want to talk about and revisit is straight cis people in gay safe spaces, which is not to say that it's not okay for them and it's not welcoming. It typically is. But like having like that conversation of when a bachelorette party goes to a gay strip club.
Right.
What does it do? And then the party being too wild and thinking they have the privilege to touch up on people and get up on stage on people. And that pretty much goes to the same if women visit women's strip clubs and they do that too, because they're like, no, no, I'm not gay. It's fine. Type of conversation.
Right.
And then overtaking that space and then taking away from safe spaces. And then the queer bars where the queer people go to meet other queer people and then being slapped in the face with them saying, oh, I'm straight. And feeling like you're in unsafe places where you're traumatized by being rejected as not a part of that society type of thing.
Right.
So there's a lot of conversation to that. Of course, this was all jokey and fun and the like the power lesbians were the one in power and like had, you know, had their own crew, which is amazing. But yeah, it does bring to the bigger scope of, but let's talk about this. Let's talk about why this becomes problematic and this becomes an issue and how we should be aware of that and that when just because we want to do something, and especially if you're doing it as like, I want to go to see something novel.
Right.
It is really offensive.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there's a lot to revisit there because, I mean, if you are aware of those things and you're very cognizant, that's great. But it is, I mean, even if it's like just the, you know, you thought, hey, everybody here is queer and I don't have to worry that like I'll be, they'll be like, oh no, I'm straight. Because it's hard to find other queer people sometimes, a lot of times. So, you know, I definitely think that's something we should return to. And I think also there's been kind of a, people using like, saying like, oh, I'm kind of queer because I had this one experience once.
Right.
I'm not like, I'm not judging anybody. The experience has changed, but some people use that in a way that I'm like, you should not be using that.
Right. There's definitely moments of like, are you doing this because you want to be seen as this and you want to belong in this, but you actually don't.
Right.
Because like, and not to judge because I don't know the individual and I will respect anyone who says that, who comes out and says whatever. And I'm like, okay, cool. For myself, even though I have conversations like this person is super attractive, this woman is super like whatever. And I'm like, man, holy crap, like all these things. And I do, I generally compliment women more than I do men. Again, kind of that safety, maybe, I don't know. And genuinely appreciate all of that aesthetic, but I still would identify as straight because like, when it comes to relationships, not because I've not had one, it's just not something that comes to my mind to have one as if like that's what I'm interested in. Who knows? And that might change when I meet a type of person, a specific person that I'm attracted to. But like at this point, I'm like, I think it's a little showy, like a little performative slash like attention seeking essentially, because like you want to add one more thing to yourself. And for those who are truly a part of that community, it's a slap in the face because they've had to fight to get to that point. You know what I mean? Like that's, and to be, to come out even, whether it is being bisexual, whether it is being asexual, like all of these things are a thing that they had to fight their own battles for, their demons of accepting themselves.
Right.
And not talking about the even like outside world of it, that it feels like it would be a slap in the face to say, well, I think this woman, one woman's attractive, so I'm going to say I'm whatever.
Right.
That seems really offensive, too.
Right. And this is a very, like, nuanced conversation because you never want to be like, well, you are not queer. And that there's right. issues of that within the queer community.
Right.
Of like, oh, I don't feel comfortable saying I'm queer because right. I'm afraid that I will be judged within the community. But specifically kind of what Charlotte was doing is what we're talking
right.
about. The like, oh, well, I'm not, but I feel like I am
yeah.
because I like
yeah.
you all as friends or like that kind of
right.
thing. Or we've even seen politicians recently like be like, oh, yeah, I'm queer. And then people are like, are you? And he's like, nah.
Right.
Or I'm saying who it is. So now we
they
all
just
know.
Want the like attention for it. And that's, mm-hmm. again, I would never want to denigrate someone else's experience
yeah.
because I think there's plenty, I know there's plenty of people who are queer and never been in a relationship one way or the other, who knows,
mm-hmm.
but know as they identify. And I absolutely applaud that. And I have nothing to say to, you know, take away from that.
Right.
But for, you know, any of the senators, we know there are bad players
mm-hmm.
In all of these conversations,
mm-hmm.
unfortunately. And that's what we have to be aware of.
Yeah. I mean, it's a huge conversation. So we'll have to come back to that one.
Oh, we got real serious. But Annie, good job. You got your 2.5 stars. I can't wait to continue on with these series. And yeah, we should be back on track, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we have a lot of technical issues or disruption of just life. with these series, join us. Let us know what you think. Let us know if you have some thoughts about this specific conversation, this specific episode, or even future episodes, or just us talking about it, whether you're like, stop
yes.
it.
We didn't even really get into the whole, we kind of talked about it in the episode, but the whole like cheating scale, but yeah,
yes.
people got
yep.
these rules.
They sure
that's
do.
Why they need the communication.
Oh.
Okay. Well, yeah, these are always so fun. We hope you're enjoying them, and we're gonna do our listener come on episode soon-ish. So, yeah, keep entering if you want to enter. You can do so at our email, which is stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram at Stuff Mom Never Told You. Thanks, as always, to our super producer, Christina.
Thank you, Christina.
And thanks to you for listening. Stuff Mom Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. This episode is brought to you by PNC Bank, who believes some things in life should be boring, like banking.
Because boring is safe and responsible, level-headed and wise, all things you want your bank to be.
You don't want your bank to be cool or sexy. Sexy is for 80s hair bands, not banks. That's why PNC Bank strives to be boring with your money so you can be happily fulfilled with your life.
PNC Bank, brilliantly boring since 1865.
Brilliantly Boring Since 1865 is a service mark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated. PNC Bank, a National Association, member FDIC.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.